talking about Beis Mishnah test on the Tzadik Kankanim B'toch Habor Finit Malu Mayim. Somebody who lined up earthenware jars in a well, surrounded the entire circumference of the well with earthenware jars, and those jars got filled with water. As somebody would take earthenware jars and put them inside a well that is full of water, the reason being is that he wants to use these earthenware jars to fill them with wine. And when he fills them with wine, he doesn't want some of the wine to get absorbed in the walls of the kankanim. So he first places them in a well that's full of water, and that way the walls of the kankanim get absorbed with water. And subsequently, when you put the yain inside the kankanim, since the walls are already absorbed with water, it won't absorb any of the yain. Afal pisha bala habor es meimav hareze yishavar. Even though the kankanim absorbed all the water in the well, that the kankanim not only absorbed water into the walls of the jars, but the actual kankanim got filled with water. So much water got absorbed into the kankanim that the kankanim got totally filled with water to the extent that there was no longer any water in the well. The water inside the kankanim is not considered mayim shuvim, since you did not plan to fill this kankanim with water. You only wanted that the kankanim should absorb some of the water into the walls, not that all the water of the well should get absorbed into the kankanim itself. So since you did not plan to have the kankanim get filled with water, the water is not considered mayim shuvim, and therefore you can break the kankanim and allow the water to spill back in the well, and the well would be a kosher mikvah. Now the Mefarshim explained, this is only according to Rabbi Yeshua, not according to Rabbi Eliezer. As we saw in Mishnah Zayin, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, when you leave kankanim up on the roof, and it rains and they get filled with water, that which you're allowed to break the kankanim and allow the water to spill into the mikvah, that's only if there's already some water in the mikvah. But if there's no water in the mikvah, then you cannot break the kankanim and allow the water to spill in the mikvah. And in this case, we're talking about where the kankanim absorbed all the water from the well, that there's no water left in the well. And even so, the mission says you can break the kankanim and allow the water to spill back into the well. So the Mefarshim explained, this is only according to Rabbi Yeshua, who said in Mishnah Zayin that even if there's no water in the well, you can break the kankanim and allow the water to spill into the well. A mikvah that contains 40 saw of water together with clay. A mikvah needs a minimum of 40 saw to be kosher for immersion, to be retired a person that's tummy. Now, if the mikvah does not contain 40 saw of water, but the water together with the clay is 40 saw, Rabbi Eliezer, I remember, said, this mikvah is kosher, even though it has less than 40 saw of water, since together with the clay, it has 40 saw, it is kosher. But you can only immerse yourself in the water and not in the tip. If your feet sink into the clay on the bottom of the mikvah, then that tefillah would not be kosher. You could only be tovel something on top of the tit. As long as it doesn't go into the tit, it's just in the water, then that tefillah would be kosher. For example, you can dip a kli into the water, as long as that kli does not come into contact with the tit on the bottom of the mikvah. But if a person would immerse himself in the mikvah and his feet sink into the tit in the bottom of the mikvah, that tefillah would not be kosher. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, b'mayim uvetit. Rabbi Yeshua says you can immerse yourself in the water and in the tit. A person can immerse himself in the mikvah even though his feet sink into the tit in the bottom of the mikvah. The reason being, the Mefarshim explained, is because the water rushes in into the imprint that your feet make in the tit. So it's as if you're totally immersing yourself in the water. The eiza tit matfilim. In what type of tit can you immerse yourself? The tit shamayim safim al gabav. In tit that the water floats on top of it. That the tit is on the bottom of the mikvah, the water is floating on top of the tit. Haryu hamayim mitzad echad, mayda Rabbi Yeshua, shematbilim b'mayim v'ein matbilim b'tit. But if the clay was on one side and the water was on the other side, in such a case, Rabbi Yeshua holds, you can immerse yourself in the water, but not into the tit. Even though in this case, Rabbi Yeshua holds, you can only immerse yourself in the water, but the tit does combine with the water for the 40 saw. Even though the water is less than 40 saw, and only in combination with the tit of the 40 saw, the mikvah would be kosher. Just you can only be tovel yourself in the water, not in the tit. Is the tit amru? What type of tit does the Chacham say combine with the water for the 40 saw of the mikvah? The tit shakana yuri neilav divi Rabbi Meir. The tit has to be very soft for it to combine for the 40 saw of the mikvah. It has to allow a reed to sink into it by itself, according to Rabbi Meir. It has to be so soft that if you would drop a reed into the mikvah, it would sink by itself into the clay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Makom She'ein Kana Hamida Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't have to be that soft that it allows a reed to sink into it by itself, but it has to be pretty soft. It has to be soft enough that if you put a measuring rod into the tit, it would not stand upright. Instead, it would tilt over to either side. Abulazar ben Dulai said it can be a little bit thicker than what Rabbi Yehuda said, but it has to be soft enough that a plummet would sink into it. Rabbi Eliezer said it could be even a little thicker, but it has to be soft enough that it can be poured into the narrow opening of a jug. Rabbi Shimon says it can be a little thicker than that, but it has to be soft enough that it would enter into the tube attached to a leather flask. The tube that was attached to the opening of a leather flask and has a circumference of two at both two finger widths. If it's soft enough to be poured into that opening, then it can combine with the water to complete 40 saw. Rabbi Eliezer bar Sadok calls that it could be even a little thicker than that, but it has to be soft enough that it could be measured with a lug, that it could be poured into a clay that measures out one lug. If it's soft enough to be poured into that clay, then it can combine with the water to complete the 40 saw of the mikvah.